News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
As we head into another weekend of glorious, uninterrupted sunshine, have we grown tired of the good weather already? News Talk's Ciara Phelan, she took to the streets yesterday to find out if people are fed up with the heat.
It's too hot.
No, it's okay when you're on holidays, but can't sleep and we're just knackered all the time.
You have to keep watering the plants all the time. It's awful work, but I wish it was a bit cooler.
I just can't really stand the flies that seem to come into your house and not be able to find a way out. Yeah, I'm just standing by a window trying to shoo them away with my hands.
Struggling to find something to wear. Now it's like, oh, you have to shave your legs and like look for a dress. And
is there anything that you do not like about this hot weather?
Oh, no, it's too hot. That's the problem.
My hair sticks to my neck.
Cooking. I haven't cooked in about 6 days. If you change a bed twice a week, mine will be getting changed 4 times this week because the sweating is unbelievable.
No aircon on the dart. The bus is roasting. So I'm just sweltering on my way into work.
The flies in the door as soon as you open the door of the windows.
The lawn is burning up.
And what about your plants and your flowers?
Oh, they're all dying. Like myself with the heat.
Oh, as my brother-in-law Tommy would say, for the love of Jesus, it's whinge, whinge, whinge. What I want to know is why are we whinging so much? And who better to ask for a bit of analysis than a comedian? Because you only have to laugh at ourselves. Eric Lawler, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
You couldn't make it up, really, could you?
We're no,
crying about sunshine all the time and then we get it. Nah, Jesus, we're going to whinge about it. What do you think?
Incredible. Listen to some of those people there. Somebody said that watering the plants was very hard work. How hard is watering the plants? Like, seriously.
Yeah, because I think it's because they're trying to hide behind a wall in case the guards see them and can find them 150 yo-yos.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if anything, the heatwave has brought out our brilliant ingenuity as a nation. I don't know if you saw videos going around on social media yesterday of the lads at Finglas who had developed their own swimming pool, made it simply out of pallets and plastic bags. And, I mean, it just shows an incredible engineering spirit from the young folk of Finglas. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there who seem to have a bit of heatwave fatigue, which is, you know, I mean, it's only 3 months ago, Paul, since we had that snow. Like,
yes.
3 months ago.
But you it know, was fantastic, too. That was a great crack as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you see, the thing is, we're not used to extreme weather, Paul. You see, we like it grey. We're always in the middle. We like a bit of rain, a little bit of boring weather. Mm. Whereas we've had extreme weather 3 months ago, and we're having extreme weather now at this time. I think it's amazing. I mean, people don't know how to dress. Adults are dressed as teenagers.
Yeah, tell us about that. I want to talk to you about that because I know you have a particular view on the clothing habits of people in times of this. Please explicate for us.
Well, adults are confused, okay? Like, adults are dressed as teenagers right now, and teenagers are dressed like nobody can see them. I mean, I was leaving the office the other night, Paul, and I got changed. I went into the bathroom, got changed, put on shorts and a vest top. And one of my colleagues said,
A
vest top.
A vest top. Yes. Is that one of those stringy vest things that Jonathan Healy here wears, no?
No, I'd like to think of it more of an athlete's vest. And one of my colleagues asked me, was I running home or was I going to the gym? And I said, no, I'm getting on the bus. And that's exactly why I changed, because if anyone's been on public transport, I did hear one of the people on the soapbox there saying that the public transport is like a sauna. I have to agree with them there. I do get the Dublin bus and it is like a sauna. Even with the windows open, there's no aircon. We're not prepared for it.
That means you have to encounter all kinds of, shall we say, disparate scents from the different human beings, as Pat Kenny would probably say. In other words, the last many people on the buses.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big call out there for people to, you know, and rightly so, to wear sunscreen. But it's equally important to wear deodorant. Okay. I mean, think of your colleagues, think of your fellow people on the bus. It's not fair. You know, I mean, do you remember, Paul, that USA 94? If one image can encapsulate Ireland right now, USA 94, Steve Staunton walked onto the pitch in the Citrus Bowl. We were about to play Mexico. It was a billion degrees, and he walked out with the Irish team, and he was wearing a hat, and his face was lathered in sun cream. That's Ireland as a nation in one image right there at the moment. We can't quite cope with what's going on. But I think it's, you know, I mean, what's weird as well is we're able to make plans. I was able to tell my sons there a few days ago, we're going to the beach in 3 days' time. And they were like, what? In 3 days' time? I said, yes, in 3 days' time, we are going to the beach. And 3 days later, we went to the beach, Paul. Yeah. Now, that's incredible. That's unprecedented.
The only thing I'd say, a moment of an old friend of mine who's no longer with us said to me, his famous words of wisdom were, how do you make God smile? Tell him what you plan to do tomorrow or in 3 days' time. Well, we leave it there at that. Comedian Eric Lawler, it's a pleasure talking to you. And maybe you might cheer up the whingers out there.